let's figure this out. All right, figured it out. Let's find our playlists. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Friday, September 16th, 2022. And it is 1904 UTC. Sorry about being a little behind. I was hanging out. I was here at the computer. But as you heard at the beginning, I'm playing around with synthesizer. This is a TDO3. I got a TD3 that came in the mail too, which is slightly different. They're both 303 clone kind of things. But the TB03 has a cool little echoey feedback thing. Anyway, if you're listening to News to Me today, then you want to be hanging out and talking in calm, probably. And if you don't know how to get there, well, here's how you do it. Just go ahead and SSH over. I'm MNW, so I'm MNW at tty.sdf.org. So we just type that out, press enter. Enter your password if you don't have keys, or put in your YubiKey pin. That's what I was typing. And then once you do that, go ahead and start up your good old friendly tmux if you'd like. If not, don't worry about that. Then just type com, C-O-M, press enter. Then you press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And once you do that, you'll be hanging out with cool people like Cinosphere and Publius, Stug, the Zulu Queens, and DJ Ten from Berlin. So anyway, welcome, one and all. There's a lot of news, and hey, X1, welcome. Oops, I moved my keyboard, and so my typing, I'm off. My cans go to where my keyboard used to be, and then I'm out of home row. Anyway, hello. So let's get started. We'll start the way we pretty much always start. And that, my friends, let me see if I have it on here. World. It's funny, because whenever I search for any sound effects, I just get all these songs, and I'm like, aw, I've lost. I gotta find where my sound effects are. Anyway, we start with world news. We're starting in China. A massive fire. An enormous fire engulfed a skyscraper in the Chinese city of Changsha, state media is reporting. Footage posted on social media shows massive flames racing up the 42-story building side as office workers rushed to evacuate. Thick clouds of black smoke billowed out of the structure, which is a regional office for China Telecom. Authorities said the flames have since been extinguished and that no casualties were reported. Images posted on social media showed firefighters aiming jets of water at the blackened facade of the 218-meter or 715-foot-tall structure. An entire side of the skyscraper appeared to be engulfed in flames at one point. In another video, dozens of people could be seen fleeing the scene as flaming debris rained down. The BBC has not been able to verify the footage, and it's not currently clear what caused the fire. According to state media, the building was completed in 2000 and is positioned near a major ring road in the city of Changsha, the 10 million person capital of Hunan province in south central China. So that's what's going on there. So anyway, that was just a big dramatic story I saw earlier. Staying in Asia, South Korea's cryptocurrency guru Do Kwon turns fugitive. Quan, the creator of the cryptocurrencies Luna and Terra USD, has become one of the most hated men in South Korea after Seoul court issued an arrest warrant for him this week over his alleged role in the collapse of the global cryptocurrency market earlier this year. The sudden collapse of crypto in May triggered losses in the billions of dollars among investors, both large and small, and led South Korean authorities to issue an arrest warrant. As the co-founder and CEO of the Terraform Labs cryptocurrency ecosystem, Quan stands accused of stock exchange violations and fraud. Right now, he has a work permit. I was reading this. This is from France 24. I was reading on the Straits Times about this, too. And he has a work permit for Singapore until December 7th. And then he won't be able to renew it if his passport, because his passport is being invalidated. And since he doesn't have a valid passport, he can't have a work permit. And this is all due to the magnitude of the financial harm suffered largely by South Koreans as a result of the downfall of Quan's crypto empires. Seoul is determined to do everything possible to bring him to justice. In all, nearly 200,000 people lost money after investing. Hashed, a powerful investment fund specializing in digital assets, suffered $3 billion in losses. We'll see how this goes. But anyway, crypto bleeding into the real world. And a retired Mexican general has been arrested over the disappearance of 43 students in 2014. Eight years is a long time to wait. Mexican authorities have arrested a retired general and two other members of the army for alleged links to the disappearance of 43 students in the south of the country in 2014. The Assistant Public Safety Secretary, Ricardo Mejia, said that among those arrested was the former officer who commanded the army base in the Guerrero state of the Iguala in September 2014, when the students from a radical teachers' college were abducted. Mejia said a fourth arrest was expected soon. A government official with knowledge of the case spoke on condition of anonymity, confirmed that another member of the army had been arrested. So, hopefully, we can get closure and peace for them. And so here's some more sadness, not quite student deaths. Deadly floodwater tsunami sweeps through Italian towns, and tsunami's in quotes here. At least 9 people have died and 4 are missing after dramatic storms provoked severe flooding in Italy's central marsh region, M-A-R-C-H-E, Marche, marsh region, forcing politicians to finally raise the topic of the climate crisis a week before general elections. Dozens of others are reported to have saved themselves by climbing onto rooftops and trees in scenes described as akin to an apocalypse. 50 people are being treated in the hospital. Heavy rain lashed the region on Thursday afternoon, with streets turning into rivers and 420 millimeters of rain falling in the worst-hit town, Cantiano, within a few hours. Hey, exiled, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I didn't see you. Mario Tozzi, a geologist, told La Presse that 6 months' worth of rain had fallen across the region within 3 hours. The regional capital of Ancona, and areas surrounding it were also badly affected. Them's the breaks. All right, let's ease into some Ukrainian stuff going on. Germany has seized some Russian oil firm refineries. Rosneft's German subsidiaries, I'll put that in com and I'll spell it for you here. I'm on a Mac, not on a PC, not on my Linux box. There we go. Oh, it's Rosneft's, R-O-S-N-E-F-T, Rosneft refineries. Berlin's taking control of the German operations of Russian oil firm Rosneft to secure energy supplies, which have been disrupted after Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Rosneft's German subsidiaries account for about 12% of oil refining capacity in the country and were placed under the trusteeship of the Federal Network Agency, the Economy Ministry said in a statement on Friday. The trust management will counter the threat to the security of energy supply, it said. The seizures come as Germany is scrambling to wean itself off dependence of Russian fossil fuels. Moscow has stopped natural gas deliveries to Germany via the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Yeah, exactly. You're right, X1. 6 months of rain in a day is pretty wild. This is what happened up in Dallas too. They had like a whole year's worth of rain in just one day. It caused crazy flooding. But fortunately, as long as it's not continued rains coming and coming and coming, a lot of these floods dissipate. So yeah, exactly, Tin. Now we've got the gas station, but no tankers. The seizure comes as Russia's scrambling to wean itself. The move covers the companies Rosneft Deutschland, GmbH, RDG, I don't know what these letters mean, and RN Refining and Marketing, GmbH, RNRM, and thereby their corresponding stakes in the three refineries, PCK Schwedt, Miro, and Bayer Neuel. Happy Friday! Alright, fears have been running high, particularly for PCK, that's Papa Charlie Kilo Schwedt, which is close to the Polish border and supplies about 90% of the oil used in Berlin and the surrounding region. The refinery's operation had been disrupted as the German government decided to slash Russian oil imports. So, that's what's happening there. Oh, shucks. There we go. Ah, thanks, Tin. GmbH is just like Limited, LTD. All right, so I won't have to say it all the time. All right, well, let's keep it moving. Ukraine war. Hundreds of graves found in liberated Izium cities. I want to hear some music. Get the news over. I know. We'll get there in just a second. Ukraine war. Hundreds of graves found in liberated Izium city. Ukraine says hundreds of graves have been found outside Izium days after it was retaken from Russia. hey, Stug. It won't always be a thing. Probably just a thing on Fridays because I've got a... because I'll be working from home, so I'll have time to do... to plug up the computer to the synth to the computer. All right. Ukraine says hundreds of graves have been found days after it was taken from Russia. Wooden crosses, most of them marked with numbers, were discovered in a forest outside the city by advancing forces. Authorities said they would start exhuming some of the graves on Friday. It's not yet clear what happened to the victims, but early accounts suggest some may have died from shelling and a lack of access to health care. Speaking on Friday, the head of Ukraine's National Police Service said most of the bodies belonged to civilians. Ihor Klimenko told a news conference that although soldiers were also believed to be buried there, there was so far no confirmation. Earlier, Ukrainian authorities told the BBC more than 400 bodies were thought to be buried at the site. So we'll see where that goes. Welcome back, Tobe. That's how we welcome Tobes. Anyway, there is a map with this article, and if there is a map, you better believe it, I'm going to share it with you. So this is a map. You can find it at sdf.org/l/8m. That's Lima/8Mike, all lowercase. Basically showing where Izium is and where Crimea is and kind of the map of Crimea. Essentially, Izium's pretty far into the area that had been occupied by the Russian forces. The UN says it hopes to send a monitoring team to the city in coming days, and a spokesperson for the body's human rights office said it would be trying to find out whether those who died were civilians or military and the cause of any deaths. So, there you go. I think it's wild. I don't know. I think this whole Russian conflict has been very sad. But that's how it goes. All right, here's a song. This is from Modest Mouse. It's called The World at Large. You may remember it was a big hit for a while.
Ice age heat wave can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day, work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. I'll float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I'll float on, maybe, would you understand? Shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack up my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was gray. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plan. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know that starting over's not what life's about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you, my friend. So thank you for being here and hanging out. Sorry about any sad synth feelings you might have. We will promise synthesizers will only be played around with on Fridays. All right, so let's go ahead here and jump on in. There is a bunch more news, and we've only got about 8 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with TOEP happens. This is a show that runs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. And then after that, we've got Harry Larry and Something Blue, which is a fun, very fun blues show. And then just check out the schedule. Go to anonradio.net. Tons of fun shows. The Third Ear is at 2200, Banana Republic's at 00 UTC, and then we've got at 0300 tomorrow, technically, but at 0300 on Friday nights in the U.S. Is the Synth Battle Royale, which is pretty cool, and people play with synthesizers and do a live kind of setup. So, anyway, it's a bunch of fun. If you got time and you're just hanging out, check it out. Jump in comm and enjoy your Friday. All right, here we go. News time. Man accused of sexually assaulting two women in queue to see the Queen's coffin. So you may remember the Queen of England passed away recently, and well, there's been a long line while she's been in, you know, in state or whatever it's called, whenever she's, her coffin's there for people to view her, say goodbye. Two women were allegedly assaulted as they queued to attend the Queen's lying in state. Adio Adeshin, 19, is accused of exposing himself and pushing into the mourners from behind as they waited in the queue at Victoria Tower Gardens on Wednesday. Adeshin is said to have jumped into the River Thames, in an attempt to evade police officers before coming out and being arrested. He was remanded in custody on Friday after appearing at Westminster Magistrates Court, charged with two counts of sexual assault and two counts of breaching a sexual harm prevention order. The first, members of the public were allowed to enter into Westminster Hall to view the coffin and pay their respects around 5 p.m. on Wednesday. So, the queues of thousands quickly stretched to nearly 3 miles, with many people staying overnight. Those wanting to join the queue were warned that it could take up to be up to 10 miles long, and they might have to stand for 3 days. Wearing a gray prison-issue tracksuit, Adeshin spoke to confirm his name, date of birth, and address in Walworth, Southwest London, before pleading not guilty. There was another story I saw. Hey, Illuminator, welcome. Oh, I guess goodbye. And hello, Jeff. Welcome. Dave Beckham went and got in line. So he's in queue too. I just thought that was kind of neat. All right. Well, what else is going on? Sadness, really. Stug points out the queue was shut for a fair few hours at the 5 mile mark, which is, I don't know. I don't know why, but, it was paused for a little while, so that it wouldn't be too terribly long, I guess. There's fury in Iran as a young woman died following an arrest by the morality police. A 22-year-old Iranian woman has died days after being arrested by morality police for allegedly not complying with strict rules on head coverings. Eyewitnesses said Mahsa Amini was beaten while inside a police van when she was picked up in Tehran on Tuesday. Police have denied allegations, saying Ms. Amini had suddenly suffered a heart problem. It is the latest in a series of reports of brutality against women by authorities in Iran in recent weeks. Ms. Amini's family said that she was a healthy young woman with no medical conditions that would explain a sudden heart problem. The coffin's not open? I thought you could... Are open coffins an American thing? I've seen so many dead people. Thank you for the information. Stug letting us know. It was limiting the length of time people were doing it, or length of time people were waiting in line. So they capped the length at 5 miles. Anyway, cops beat and killed this lady, the morality police, no less. And I got this out of order. I meant to read this story after the line story. A Chinese government delegation has been banned from attending the lying in state of Queen Elizabeth II. Commons Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyle is understood to have refused a request for access over Chinese sanctions against 5 MPs and 2 peers. Queen Elizabeth is lying in state in Westminster Hall until she's buried on Monday. China says it's still considering whether to attend the funeral. A high-ranking official from Beijing had been expected to be amongst the guests, but a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said earlier on Friday that no decision has been made. And Stug let us know. It's definitely closed. Not normal in England, Wales, or Scotland. More in an Irish and American thing. And Tobe is going to start up the first annual Elizabeth II Memorial 5 Mile Fun Run. that would be interesting. We don't have a lot of time, so I got to get this very important news story to you. A truck believed to be carrying lubricant and dildos flipped on a U.S. highway. A local news station's traffic broadcast has gone viral after a semi-trailer full of what believed to be lubricant and dildos flipped on an Oklahoma City highway. Oklahoma is very funny because Oklahoma is a very super conservative state. They've got a lot of very, very conservative people, and so it's funny that a truck full of sex toys overturned there. And on the news, they wouldn't say what was overturned, even though they zoomed in and you could tell that there were a bunch of sex toys on the ground. Putin laughed at the Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz whenever Shahbaz Sharif's struggle with an earpiece. And the European Union has decided to toughen its stance on state meddling in the media. The European Commission unveiled a raft of new rules on Friday to ensure media independence after growing fears of state meddling in eastern EU countries like Hungary and Poland. Of course, not the case in the United States. We get to have all the propaganda we want all the time. sex toys and lube, and the audience goes wild. I'm glad that Calm is having a... I had a good laugh with that. We're going to run out of time, so please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee, and we'll be back on Monday.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then. You know,